Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Do you ever envy the saints who have gone before us, who gloriously shine with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven? In St. John's vision, believers from every nation, clothed in white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb, cry out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." These are the saints who feebly struggle no more, who hunger and thirst no more. They have no more tears, no more pain, no more sin, no more sorrow. We long to be with these saints in heaven, for they are undeniably blessed. But you too, baptized child of God, right now, even as you feebly struggle on earth, blessed are you. Blessed are you. Early in Jesus' ministry, he ascends a hill looking over the Sea of Galilee. And he opens his mouth and begins to pour out blessings upon his disciples. He begins his instruction of their faith and the gospel of God with the Beatitudes, those portals of heavenly blessing to everyone who feebly struggles in this life on earth. Even you, dear saint, who also feebly struggle, to you Jesus extends his word as well. Blessed are you. Yes, you are blessed. Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. There is no doubt you are poor in spirit. When we hear the righteousness and perfection that God demands from us, we have no choice but to confess our own insufficiency and inadequacy. We all fall short of the glory of God. The harder we try, the more we see how truly empty and useless we are under our own power. Yet when we acknowledge our own inability, our poverty, our sin, we confess, as Luther confessed with his dying words, we are beggars. This is true. We are poor in spirit, spiritually bankrupt of any good or resource of our own. Yet as we feebly struggle, blessed are you. Because Jesus, God come to earth, takes your bankrupt soul into his own flesh. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." In Christ, your spirit overflows as Christ fills you with the riches of the kingdom of heaven. He pours out faith upon you, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. He brings you into the communion of his saints, where he gives you his grace and his mercy. He gives you his very self and his spirit through his word and his sacrament. All of this belongs to you who have nothing in yourselves, who turn to Christ to satisfy. All of this belongs to you. Blessed are you who mourn, for you will be comforted. When we confess our poverty, the sin and evil alive within us, as well as the sin and evil alive in the world and the church, our hearts are burdened and we mourn. We mourn as we see all that happens within this fallen world. Death and destruction all around. War, suffering, violence, rape, assault, murder, hate, persecution, slander, theft, famine, disaster. We mourn it all because of the powerlessness we have to stop it. And even more, that we contribute to it. We worship idols. We destroy relationships. We look to others with murderous or lustful intent. We seek to get what is theirs, and we speak ill of them. We covet what belongs to them. Even though the Spirit gives us the desire to do what is right, we do not always have the will to do it and carry it out. And so our sin and evil causes us to mourn. As we feebly struggle, blessed are you, because Jesus Christ has come in the flesh to take you into himself, and that his resurrection and life may be your own. God tells Isaiah, "Comfort, comfort my people. Their iniquity is pardoned." We feebly struggle, yet we rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus, who restores us with these words, "You are forgiven." When we mourn, we are comforted with the promise that Christ will return and make all things new. And that promise is so strong and so certain that even now, as we live our lives as baptized children of God, His Spirit renews us day by day, and we become a new creation. Blessed are you who are meek, for you shall inherit the earth. When we mourn over our poverty and recognize our inability in the face of the powers and principalities of this present darkness, we see that the evildoers always seem to prosper, oppressing those who seek God. Yet as we feebly struggle, blessed are you, because in his cross, Christ overcame all the forces that oppose him. And when he returns, Satan will be bound and cast into the lake of sulfur, along with all of those who followed and rebelled with him. Then Christ will establish his new creation, the new heaven and the new earth, for those who have waited upon him to deliver us. Even now, the light of that future horizon is beginning to shine in the darkness as the reign of heaven stands near to break the chains and the shackles of Satan and hell. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness. You will be satisfied. Waiting for the Lord's final deliverance produces in us a longing, a hungering for and thirsting for righteousness. We desire to see that day when everything will be made right. Yet as we feebly struggle, blessed are you, as God's judgment and justice will satisfy you on the day of Christ's victorious return. Even now, Jesus is present, reigning in the hearts and minds of those who wait upon him. His kingdom is already now taking hold as he breaks and hinders every plot of the devil and strengthens you to resist temptation and strengthens you in love to serve one another. Blessed are you who are merciful, for you shall receive mercy. As Christ comes to rule and reign in and through us, we are transformed by his very power. He enables us to be more merciful. As his disciples, the forgiveness he extends to us flows through us. We give mercy because we have received mercy. It is who we are by nature of being his disciples. On account of this, we will receive mercy in its fullest on that last day. As you feebly struggle, blessed are you, for you are transformed by the mercy of Christ. Blessed are you who are pure in heart, for you will see God. As we receive mercy, we are able to see Jesus aright as the Son of God, the one through whom the kingdom of God comes and all its riches. It is then in Jesus alone that we come to worship God in spirit and in truth, and to receive his blessing. This is the faith that has been given to the disciples. They have been given pure hearts to know the face of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so on the last day, they will see his face. As you feebly struggle, blessed are you, for you know the face of God in Christ Jesus. Blessed are you who are peacemakers, for you will be called the sons of God. Just as the disciples of Christ, by their very nature, are merciful and pure in heart, they also are the peacemakers, for they take the gospel of peace out into the world. It is their Father's will that his children should share the gospel. Of course, not every peacemaker shares the gospel in the same way. Some are pastors, others are missionaries and evangelists, some share as teachers, and others as parents and grandparents, and some as friends and co-workers and fellow believers. Each and every time you speak the gospel of Christ, you bring his peace. Yet as you feebly struggle, blessed are you who bring the gospel of peace to those who are poor in spirit and meek, for you truly are doing the will of your Father and are the sons of God. Blessed are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and others utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. As you bring the gospel of peace into the world, many will reject your message. We will face all kind of evil in this world on account of those who oppose Christ and his message of salvation. Yet as you feebly struggle, blessed are you, for it is for Jesus that you suffer. And so it is Jesus himself and his kingdom that you will receive. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. The glory of the saints in heaven will one day be your own glory. We feebly struggle because of our sin and the sins of others, and they feebly struggled before us. But Christ assures us with the reality that we are blessed in him, forgiven and heirs of eternal life on account of what he has done. So we sing, but lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. Blessed are you, because, dear saints, in Christ, through the blood, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, this glory is yours even now, yet more fully to be realized on the last day, which will be yours on that day that has no end. Even so, blessed are you as you feebly struggle in this broken and fallen world of sin and death. For through Christ's death and resurrection, God gives you his kingdom, his comfort, his mercy, and he claims you as his very own right now. All these gifts can be summarized in these three words. Blessed are you. Yes, you are blessed. Amen.